Welcome to the healing power of your dreams on UK Health Radio. I'm Teresa Chung, dream decoder, spiritual growth expert, and your guide to the hidden wisdom of your inner world. Each week, we explore how your nighttime dreams, daydreams, and waking intuitions hold powerful messages for healing, insight, manifesting, and personal transformation. Even just by listening each week, you'll start tuning in more deeply to your own inner voice, waking up with greater clarity, purpose, a sense of connection to the invisible strings in your life, and dreams and gratitude for them on your mind. So join me weekly, live or on demand, and just like a dream, expect the unexpected. Hello, beautiful dreamers, and welcome to another Out of This World episode of The Healing Power of Your Dreams here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health station. I'm Teresa, and as always, I'm so grateful you're tuning in to explore the deep connection between your waking life, your nocturnal dreams, and your inner healing journey. Let's begin today with a little dream decoding insight. During our busy days, our intuition is constantly whispering, noticing subtle feelings, impressions, or even messages that are important for our personal growth. But our conscious mind doesn't cue into them, doesn't tap into them. When we don't pause to listen, these intuitive nudges often reappear at night, transformed into the rich, symbolic language of your dreams. So here's today's tip. Practice mindfulness as part of your healing dream work. Throughout your day, take mindful pauses, even just a few seconds, to check in with your breath, your body, your heart, your surroundings. Ask yourself, what am I not noticing right now, which is so important for my inner peace and which my nocturnal dreams are always trying to show me through the language of symbol and story? By becoming more a present in your waking life, you're strengthening the bridge between your waking awareness or intuition and your dream world, allowing both to work together on your behalf. Mindfulness by day gives your dreaming mind a helping hand. And talking of helping hands, if you've had a dream and you just haven't a clue what it means, you are always welcome to email me at this address. thehealingpowerofyourdreams@gmail.com. I aim to reply to everyone with some helpful decoding insight and perhaps even share it on the show. And if something comes to mind while you are listening to the live show, send us an email too. And now, with this episode's mindful theme of presence to ignite both your waking and nocturnal intuition, my extraordinary special guest today embodies it with charisma and grace. I can't wait for you to meet him, as I know his infectious energy will raise our collective dream vibration. He's an intuitive life wellness coach, business strategist, and best-selling author whose work has touched millions of minds and hearts around the world. You may know him from his uplifting Ready Set Live podcast, a global platform downloaded over 3.5 million times, where he shares wisdom on living with purpose, passion, and spiritual clarity. I'm thrilled, and I have to have a pinch me moment because I'm welcoming none other than Gary Quinn to the show today. Hello, Gary.
Thank you, Teresa. It's always great to be with you, and it's so great to connect with your audience.
Thank you. Let's dive right in. Time is precious. Now, your life work centers around intuition and awareness. How do you define mindfulness in your own daily practice, and how does it connect to the healing process you help others with, you guide others through?
You know, I think what's important is you have to understand, as individual souls, we all have to take action in understanding how to balance ourselves, but how to get ourselves into that intuitive vibration, because as we start to flow, we begin to glow. And when we manifest whatever our true heart's desires, dreams help us to activate that, but they're signs. If you pay attention or you listen, then you will see that the energy that we all emit is just love. And when we understand how do we access that, how do we utilize our best selves out of that, it's really understanding that wellness and balance and mindfulness is really just balance and really just trying to find the best parts of ourselves and looking at how can we take action to balance ourselves. Sometimes, we look at ourselves and we say, oh, I feel sluggish, or I don't feel connected to the world, or I feel out of touch. So what we have to do is we have to take action because time is of the essence. And when you understand that we have to be our own health advocate, and we have to say, okay, what do I have to do every day? One of the main parts is to keep moving. You have to exercise, you have to dance, you have to, I don't care if it's hula, I don't care if it's swimming. It's about doing something physical, activates the health aspect of your thymus gland, your energy, your whole system. And my background is I was training for the Olympics since age 13, swimming. So I'm an athlete in my mindset, and the discipline that I gained was really about learning how to wake up every day and do something. Usually today I'm hiking at this time, but we switched it to Friday because I do a 2.5 hour hike with a client of mine in the mountains, Santa Monica Mountains. But I try to do something every day. I pretty much exercise every day. And the exercise is not just, doing a couple weights. It's an intense diesel. It's a class where it's like boot camp. And yes, it's exhausting, but you also have to fuel your energy by eating right, by cutting down on sugar. Sugar is the number one killer in our body or our system. And if you look at people who age quickly, they are either smoking, drinking, or they're not taking care of their body or, looking after themselves. And it gets to a point where when can I start to make the switch? I take tons of supplements. I grew up, super health-wise. I'm pretty much, I'd say 90% pescatarian, vegan, because I know that I feel better and I have a better sense of my connection intuitively, and my work is intuitive, so I have to be connected. You have to also rest. You must go to bed before midnight because our cells regenerate. So if you go to bed at late hours, your body's not going to have time to heal. So I think it's so important for people to work with intention of I have to create a wellness program for myself and just take baby steps, because I think part of the problem is people think, oh, it's too much work, or I don't know how to do it, or I'm too tired, or I'm too old. All of these lists of why you can't. You have to switch to yes, I can. And I'm known as the yes man all over the world because I believe everything is possible. And I've had clients in the last 6 months. I've had four clients that have had major miracles happen in every part of their life, from entertainment to a lawyer, from anything that they did in the authors, they were business people, just regular folks, spiritual people. It's out there for everyone. It's not just for some people. I think taking a baby step of getting a dream or knowing what that means, and that's what's so great about what you do, Teresa, is you're decoding what the messages are for people to do actually take action and really take action that aligns with your intention. So I think everybody this week or today should make a health intention that I'm going to get healthy and I'm going to do mindfulness of practicing meditation, affirmations, anything with energy that changes your vibration. I was this weekend with a longtime friend of mine and colleague, Greg Braden. Some of you know Greg Braden's work, and he was teaching his new book. And I hadn't seen Greg in many years. I worked with him when I was first starting out in London. Not London, we were in Rome, and I was on the billing with him and Neil Donald Walsh and James Redfield. But we've stayed in touch all this time. And he was talking about his latest information, which was so spot on, was heart and brain coherence. And what that means that the brain and the heart, that the heart was the center of the energy in our bodies, and that we have to activate it by loving ourselves. And we did a prayer where you basically put your hands on your heart energy and you activate your heart by saying, I love myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. My body is actively healing. And what it does is he was saying that the energy shifts because the cells, it's almost like a B12 of energy to your whole body. He said, and this is what I teach of affirmations. Many years ago, I interviewed Louise Hay. Some of you know her. She's no longer with
You
us,
can
but
heal your life, isn't it? Yes.
yes, and she was a brilliant woman. And I was the one of the last people who got to interview her. And she even said, Gary, with all the work I've done, I still have that little voice that says I'm not good enough, or I'm not fulfilled energy-wise, and I have to put that in a box, forgive myself, and make an affirmation of I believe I'm worthy. You know, so I think affirmations are so important that when you make an affirmation, you're really setting an intention to be accountable for your actions, your thoughts, and then you recognize your goals by actually working the program of yourself. And I think it's just commitment and change. You know, I think we have to all make an effort to be the masters of our own life. And people say, well, what is commitment? Commitment is determination that you're going to follow through and do something. Usually people start an exercise program in January, and by the end of January, they don't go anymore. They say, oh, it's too much work. I joined a fitness gym and that's it. So you have to understand the commitment starts with you. You know, about 2 years ago, I've always been healthy. I don't really go to doctors. I believe in you know, mastering your own health. I go to holistic healers. And they didn't know what I had, but I had this terrible pain in my stomach. And I was like, what is this? This is so not me. I'm a healthy, you know, warrior. And it got to the point, Teresa, that I couldn't get out of bed. I didn't feel like doing anything. And I had these commitments of traveling to all these countries to teach. I just had no energy. I felt like almost like I was at a boiling point with my energy, that I couldn't function. I couldn't even exercise. So I went for many tests. I went to the doctors and nobody knew what I had. They said, oh, this is strange. And I thought it was curtains. I really thought this is not right. So I started giving away things. I gave a computer to my friends. I gave you know, books away, clothes. I just thought I was finished in this life experience. And then I went to get this test where you breathe into these tubes, and I was diagnosed with SIBO, which is overgrown bacteria. And they don't know how it happens. They said it could be something for the water or something. And my hydrogen and my, you know, you breathe in these tubes, and they say our normal hydrogen level is 28. And mine was 78. And that was way over the tilt. So I immediately went to there's a spiritual place where Louise Hay used to go, and it was where you do wheatgrass, you don't have any food, it's all probiotic enzymes. It's basically like a juice fast for 2 weeks. You pray, you meditate, yoga. And I went there for 2 weeks, and it was the best place. And I came back and I felt 100%. And I went back to the doctor, and they said, your levels are at 28. So they had come down, and now I've done everything from Chinese medicine. I do cryotherapy, I do acupuncture, I do everything spiritually under the sun. I meditate, I make a wellness prayer. And I think that whatever changes you want to make, I think you have to not be afraid to be your own health advocate and really do whatever you can, you
This is
know?
fascinating, Gary, and thank you for that because it's given a real insight into your routine, your motivation, and I love the way that you've spoken about taking care of your body. But what about listeners? Maybe their movement is restricted because you went big on movement. I mean, if you're having a health condition that would restrict movement, and I guess there are other ways of doing that, but working with your dreams and your intuition is also a discipline, isn't it? And I loved what you said about the heart, because I often talk about dreams, our nocturnal dreams, being whispers from the heart, thoughts of the heart that appear in the surreal world of your dreams. But I'd love your thoughts on you are now teaching a lot and writing a lot about mindfulness and stillness, because you started with talking about activity and being very active, but you're talk the balance now with the intuition. I'd love your thoughts more on that. On how you balance mindfulness and the dream state, and how, can we coach ourselves through our dreams as well?
Yes, I think that what we have to do is we have to be participants of listening and really, how do we listen? I think we stop talking. I think we start to really pay attention and we start listening to what the body says and what the dreams say, because dreams are the passages and windows to our soul if you pay attention. You know, and I think a lot of people, they just say, oh, that's rubbish or that's a ridiculous thing. But I think if you write it down and you are motivated to say, I need to quiet my mind. And if even if you are, you know, maybe you're not mobile, you can actually do something in your mind and start to visualize yourself where you're moving your body, you're healthier. You know, just the intention that I'm going to get healthy and I'm going to be able to walk. You know, there's power in our thoughts. And, you know, I know this chap in my exercise class, he could hardly walk. He had a terrible accident. He's been going to this class that I go. Yes, he's not jumping around like a crazy guy, but he is now walking where he was not able to walk. He had a walker. I'm so proud of him. I go up to him and I say, keep going, because he can now move his legs. He can, you know, he's not jumping, but he can move. There's movement and he has lost a little bit of weight. But I think that it's just being mindful. And I gave him some of my meditation CDs. I sent them to him. And he says he does that. And he found that he's dreaming more. He's living his dream of seeing himself walking again. And that's what you have to do. There's power in our thoughts, there's power in our mind. And I think that's what's so great about wellness and health. And if you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
Oh, and on that point, we've got to cut to the commercial break. But on the other side, Gary, can I be on behalf of UK Health listeners, because I've experienced this with you before, would you mind just sharing one of your techniques or exercises so that they can tap into the energy you're talking about, the I can energy, which you are so globally famous for, because I want them to experience a little bit, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to the break. Stay with us, everyone, with the amazing Gary Quinn.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, and we're here with Gary Quinn, an intuitive life coach and so much more. And if you were listening before the ad break, Gary very kindly agreed to share one of his world famous exercises with you all. And if you're new to it, just, you know, find somewhere safe and quiet, you know, not if you're driving or operating machinery, and just gift yourself these moments with Gary. So over to you, Gary.
Yes, I think one of the things we can do, there's three things you can do. One is to give yourself permission to trust yourself and say to yourself with an intention, or I call it a mission statement. This is from my Power of Yes. And the intention would be your mission statement, whatever it is that you want to achieve, which it's wellness or health, or say, I want to be able to create this or that, or I want to heal, because I think the most important thing is to heal. And people say, well, how do I do that? So first we have to write a mission statement, which is for all the listeners, whatever it is that you want to create, be, and have, I want you to write it out as I am an incredible author, singer. I am creating perfect wellness. I am exercising, whatever it is. I want you to talk in the present of I am, write it down, and then look at what has kept you, right? Then number two would be to look at what has kept you from doing this. Has it been fear? Has it been, let's say, procrastination? Has it been laziness or just not enough time? So whatever it is, I want you to write those three points down. Then I want you to look at those three, and I would say they're not negative, but they're like challenges. And then write out the opposite of procrastination is get things done or succeed or success. And then look at the positive part of those three things, and then try to write those positive words, whether they're success, discipline, action, or feeling great or success, is really what we have to start to integrate into our subconscious. Because remember, our subconscious mind is like a sponge. And when we give ourselves permission to be, have, and create by saying yes to it, then what you're doing is you're putting in the computer the wellness part or the codes that you need to get the password for the Wi-Fi. And that's the wellness code of the Wi-Fi is to say yes, and to take action by saying affirmations. So we can create an affirmation. Today, I create perfect wellness in my life or my health. Today, I take action by eating right and exercising. Number two, today, I am open to listen to my intuitive self and my dreams and my energy, wherever that might come from. Whatever they are, don't make it such a unattainable situation. Make it simple. Baby steps create big steps. And I think the thing is, if you look at your life right now and you understand, you say, where am I in my life? If you're not satisfied with it and you're not happy with it, then guess who is the only one that can change it? You. So you have to take responsibility, because really you did not come into this life to suffer, and you are a gift if you give yourself permission to shine and to be loving and love yourself. The other thing you can do is to really look at your body and say, I am healthy and strong, because many affirmations create a wellness bubble that we activate our cellular level to really start to heal. There's power in your healing, believe me.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. And of course, you talked about the unconscious and what we believe about ourselves, and dreams shine a nightlight on that. Honest nightlight. That's why they're so powerful. Thank you, Gary, for your wisdom. And I'm going to go to the part of the show that I love all parts of the show, but this one is wonderful because it takes on the feel of a dream because it's unexpected. But I do know the wonderful lady joining us. Thank you, Carol Obley. I've spoken to her before. She's a dream, and I'd like to invite her onto the show to share who you are, what you do, and your question for Gary. Carol, it's a joy to see you. Thank you.
Oh, hello, Teresa. Hi, Gary. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Carol.
Carol, please introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, and what you'd like to ask Gary about his work, his teachings, what you've heard in this interview.
I'm a spiritual medium, and I've done that for about 30 years. I'm the author of five published books, most of them on mediumship. But they're also on spirituality, metaphysical spirituality. My most recent one is The Art of Sensing, and that's available through collectiveinc.com. I've also done many years of teaching, mediumship development, but also I'm a huge proponent of mindful meditation to help people, particularly now, with what's going on. The chaotic scene in, just about everywhere. And I'm fascinated by the meaning of dreams also. I have many clients who have talked about dreams and the symbolism, particularly within dreams. So that definitely is of interest to me, and I'm sure many other people. I find symbolism, just incredible as far as going into the deeper part of our psyche and being able to really discern. And, in the dream state, we're in that state where we're really in our astral body, our spiritual body. So it is of great interest to me. Gary, I'm not sure if you do a lot with connecting with celestial entities or angels. I sense that you are, and I think Teresa told me that as well. So I think people need to know that there is something larger than them, something much larger than their own mind and their own ego. And that's what we do. We bring that comfort.
Thank
And
you, Carol.
I think, Carol, that is a valid question, that each one of us has a portal or many portals, and how we access them is really part of the practice.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And
You have written about angels in the past. I know you're more intuitive,
yes.
mindful coach, but love you to talk to Carol about where you are right now and your thinking about that.
Yes, I started out always being intuitive since I was a little boy. I didn't know what it was. And later on, I had an epiphany happen in Notre Dame Cathedral in the 1980s. I was 26, and I was shown by Archangel Michael what I was to do because I didn't know I was working with guides. And that was my very first book, which was a huge international bestseller. I came to the UK and it was magical for me in 2001. But I found that because I was being pushed into a new paradigm with corporate people and many people who were not believers, and I had to go cloaked with Archangel Michael, which I still do. I just don't really mention it. But when they say, "There's something else going on with you. We can't put our finger on it." Then I will slip them a copy of May the Angels Be With You, whether it's a businessman or a corporate person or a president. Then they go, Oh, I understand. Because they're having a healing. And I remember my very first talk in Rome, there was 1,000 people with Neil Donald Walsh, myself, Greg Braden, and I was the young kid on the block, new kid on the block. And the energy was a little heavy in this big hotel. And I turned around and I said to my translator, Teresa, I said,
Wasn't me, everyone.
not you, Teresa, the other Teresa. And I said, but you were probably there in spirit.
I
And
was there.
I said, I'm going to do a prayer. I'm bringing in the angels. And I turned around and did a little prayer. And all of a sudden, this energy started moving through the whole room. My translator started crying. And she said, what is going on? I said, they're here. And it shifted the whole consciousness of the room. And I've done that many times. I did it at St. James Church at Alternatives one night. People were crying and they came up to me and they said, nobody has, we've had everybody from Deepak to Marianne Williamson, nobody has made our audience cry like you did.
In the
And
right way, in the
yes, in the right way,
in the
because when you're in that emotional state of mind, it's because you're in that celestial, that joy, that love that you can't really buy. You have to become.
I agree with Gary. I make people cry too, with the reunion of loved ones in the spirit world. But I understand that it's so powerful, and I love Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, I call upon him or her. They really don't have a gender, quite frequently, actually. And it is such a feeling to know that big presence is with you. But yet, and I'm sure you've discovered this, Gary, that they're also very gentle, the angels. So they don't want to frighten us. They don't want us to look at them as something superior or whatever. They help humankind. And the more that we become aware of them, the more that we can get out of the way and allow those higher beings to assist us on our life pathway. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And Gary, I know your work's shifting in another direction right now, and certainly next year with your intuitive. It's interesting how angels, they won't leave you alone, will they, Gary?
No, and I have them with me all the time, so I never go without them. They're my A team.
Carol's an angel, and thank you, Carol. Please do stay with us if you feel inspired. And then I'm going to invite Maskia. I hope I've pronounced your name wrong, right? Is that the correct way to pronounce it, Maskia?
Say Masha.
Marcia,
Masha
Marcia,
Sikka.
beautiful. Please, would you take the floor and share who you are, what you do, and your question for Gary?
And thank you very much for being here, and thank you very much for bringing the Archangel Michael within and the angels, because I really, really work with them a lot in my life. So it's so nice to be to be here with you. I'm a biologist, but I'm also a spiritual medium, spiritual teacher, and the thing is that I, from childhood, have been very sensitive and have this contact with the spirit world. But what actually woke me up most was a premonition dream about death, where I dreamt about 2 times of death when I was in the late teens. I would, should I just ask the question, or?
Yeah, we're just checking this out to see that we could hear you. So you're asking about a precognitive dream where you dreamt that you were dying. I'll just jump in with my take. I mean, for me, death is a
Oh,
beginning.
no, it was just when I started up. My question, actually, to get I was just talking a little about who I was, but.
Yes, please carry on. No, please do share who you are. Sorry, we just had a
Okay,
bit of.
so when I was in my late 20s, I started to have dreams that went through often some weeks later, and I was quite afraid of that. And most of my training with the spiritual world has been through dreams, so they teach me things that I need to know before I actually live them out in the the real life when I started to make house clearings or work with 100 houses. I had dreams before that training me to do the 100 houses work. So I have this combination of the biology and the nervous system and the understanding of the physical body and the spiritual world. I have combined them very much. But one of the very important things for me was my first meeting with my guardian angel. And my guardian angel was coming. I was very afraid. I was seeing all this lady from the ghosts, the ladies flying through the walls. And I was really, really scared when I was in my start 20s. I was like, what happens? And then I called for help from my guardian angel. And from that point off, I've used the guardian angels very much, my angel, to protect me and to lighten up the path in front of me, but also connecting me with my soul. And that's actually what I think is quite important with the work with the angels, that they help us to sense ourselves, our soul, and our path.
Beautiful. And you shared this in a book. I believe you're also an author, aren't you? You shared this in a book.
Yeah, I am. I right now I am. I have this book, Your Soul, Your Life, where I've been working with clients and students for more than 20 years, and this book is about how to transform traumas from this life, childhood, past lives, and also what you have from your lineage, your ancestors. And with the help from the spirit world, or your lineage, or the angels, you actually can create a healing space where you can help yourself, your self-healing, or you can connect to your soul. And your soul, when your soul is retrieved very much doing the trauma work, then more soul will be present on earth. And what we need right now is to get as much soul and divine power connected with the earth as possible. And I see a very big possibility for the world to do the healing job. But also, when we have insights, when we develop our skills, when we use our potential, we open up to retrieval more soul. So it's not only because we have to do the hard trauma work, but we can also do it with happiness, with joy, doing what we really enjoy doing. So this book is about how to gain more access to your soul and live in accordance with your soul. And that's something I have learned that you do a lot also, Gavin.
I can see Gary nodding. Have you got anything to add there? I'm sure you got loads.
I think part of personal success in your life is to really take action and not get so caught up in the process, but to really just do the work. Because a lot of people say they want to heal or they want to change, but they really don't do enough. And if you don't believe something to be so, it doesn't happen. And I think part of it is to motivate yourself in your mind to really change, because a lot of people like to complain, but they don't like to change and do the work. They'll talk about it, but then, that's why I started coaching people in my program, because I would go to these countries, they say, oh, I want to change, I want to do all this. And then I'd go back 6 months to a year later, they were in the same place that I left them. And as I started to coach people online, and I have a program called the Touchstone for Life coaching program, it became prevalent that they needed to do action items. So they needed to be accountable. So I think any kind of healing has to have people to keep people in line, because people are lazy. They don't want to do the work. And even if they're making a dream chart, or they're procrastinating and going, oh, well, maybe I can do it. I don't know. Maybe it works. I don't know. So I think the biggest thing I want people to learn today is to take action. Take action and do something. Don't just talk about it. I want to see results. If you're not having results in your life, you're not doing the work.
Oh, Gary, thank you. And before we cut to the break, because we have to go to the second commercial break, and don't think if you're listening that worrying about things is work. It's not. Worrying achieves absolutely nothing. It's a total waste of your energy. Carol March, I hope you'll stay. And we're welcoming also on the other side of the break the wonderful Amy Robbins. I'm thrilled she's here. So you don't want to go away, anyone. Please stay here. Your health and well-being will thank you for it. Just going to cut to an ad break now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with intuitive life coach, world famous intuitive life coach Gary Quinn, the wonderful medium Carol Obley, soul healer Marcia Tekau, and I'm gonna invite now to share to take the spotlight is Amy Robbins. And if you're thinking, I know that name, of course you do. She's the wonderful host of a podcast I highly recommend, actually, called Life, Death and the Space Between. And she really, really is on a mission to heal souls across the globe. Hello, Amy. Do say hello and ask Gary a question.
Hi, Teresa. Thank you so much for having me. This is a little last minute, but we pulled it together. So I'm so excited to be here. Hi, Gary. Nice to
meet you. Hi, Amy.
Carol, nice to see you as well. I guess my question is, how do you address the issue of people thinking that they're perhaps doing the work, but they're really spiritually bypassing what's going on? And so they're not actually doing the work, or they claim they're connecting with angels and the angels are telling them one thing, but it's not really moving them in the direction of their dreams.
Yes. Great question, because a lot of people do this. They say how passionate they are with the spiritual world, that their guides are this or that, or they get impressions or dreams, but they really talk about it. Talk is cheap. Action items and results are what's really needed. So I think they're in denial, or they're on pause because it's easier to just talk about it but actually not do anything. So I think what they have to do is they have to start to do some daily action items and really look at what the determination is that their goal is. They maybe don't have a real end goal. So maybe that's why they don't reach their destination, or they're just downright lazy, or they don't want to do the work. It's better to, I mean, that was one of the reasons I started to shift my work, because I found all over the world that I wasn't interested in babysitting people. I was there to really see some action items and some end results. And a lot of them weren't getting end results. And I really was pushing them to say, okay, this is what you have to do. And sometimes I tell the truth. I don't sugarcoat it. I say, you have to do A, B, and C. And if you're not doing it, then that's why you're in this mess, you know? And so I think that that question is really a worthy one, that people don't want to listen or they don't want to do anything because it's better to complain, or they're just hanging out in the spiritual tree, or they're in the spiritual cloud, but they're really, so what? Okay, so what, you know, I think this life is, time is ticking. We have no time to waste, and our daily thoughts and our daily practices are really living in the present. So they're really not living in the present if they're not doing anything.
Thank you, Amy. Spiritual bypassing, that's a term that maybe listeners of UK Health Radio may be unfamiliar with. What are your thoughts about that, Amy?
So I know from the psychological perspective, spiritual bypassing is a term coined by John Wellwood, that is the use of spiritual practices to bypass kind of the psychological issues that you really need to be working on. And what I see often in this space is that people are doing exactly what Gary talked about, which is claim that they're engaged in some sort of spiritual movement for themselves, or spiritual connection, or a deeper spiritual knowing, but they're not actually looking at themselves to see what role they're playing in this work. And so one of the things I'm really passionate about is making sure that people aren't doing that bypassing, that they are both engaging in what they determine as spiritual. And I actually think the most spiritual thing you can do is to know yourself very intimately and deeply, and understand, you know, your unconscious and what's driving your behavior, and then to take, Gary, you said, inspired action. But I always want to make sure that people are not using these tools just to kind of get around what they really need to do. And I think it's so important in this work to be aware that that's a real possibility for people.
And I think that was so spot on, because you have to go to the point of the center of the energy. If you don't change yourself first, you can't change anything. If you don't love yourself first, you cannot love anyone or anything.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. And that's where dream work comes in. This is the healing power of dreams, because dreams are a way to know yourself from the inside out, the core of you. Thank you, Amy, for that really, really eloquent explanation of it. And I wish time wasn't running out. I've got so much I want to ask everyone here, especially you, Gary. But you've worked with many individuals, Gary, across, you know, celebrities, entrepreneurs, spiritual seekers, people from all walks of life. But what have you noticed that the most fulfilled individuals have in common when it comes to their personal growth? And I'd like to ask everybody else in the room here that as well. But Gary, let's get your...
Yeah, I think when I travel the world and I see everybody wants to have the same thing, love, support, financial freedom, that they're, those who are conscious, who have done the work, are more advanced than most people, but they're happier. They're happy with the process, as opposed to looking outside themselves thinking, oh, if I have a book, I'm going to be happier. If I have a hit, you know, this, or I have a new job, or I have a new partner. So I think the ones that are living from within are the most happiest.
Couldn't agree more. Marcia, what do you think? What's your take on that? The most fulfilled individuals you work with, what is it that they have in common? Okay, I'll go to Carol. Carol, can you jump in? Okay. Back to you, Amy.
Okay.
Carol, she's here, Carol.
I had to unmute. Self-awareness.
Self-awareness
is indispensable. And really going down into the depths of, you know, what's not working anymore in my life. How can I move from point A, you know, through the process of transition? Something I've written extensively about is spiritual transition. And use the analogy of a bridge. You know, we're standing on one side. We begin to want to change. So it has to have that desire to move across that bridge. And it ain't easy. It's not an easy process. You must employ fearlessness. You must employ gut honesty, and actually you really have to be very humble. But one step at a time, one day at a time, and you know, that's from 12 step, but I think it's very useful for anybody. And so self-awareness is key.
Marsha, do you agree? Oh, I think she, it's okay. Amy, your thoughts?
You can't hear me now then?
Yes, you're here. This is a live show. It's like a dream, a fragments in a dream. This is great. Perfect. This is real life, everyone.
Perfect. Super. So what I normally say is that readiness is the most important part. If you're really ready from inside, then the steps go. So you can heal when you emotional ready, physical ready, the spiritual, your soul is always ready. Your physical form could be ready. So the readiness is actually very important for when I work with clients or students, because if they're not ready, they don't do the job. If they're ready, they have this inner power to look at themselves, both in the greatest part of them and the darkest part. And from that point on, they are ready to go the path. And that's an amazing healing I see, not only in my clients or students, but in their families, and how they radiate out the transformation in the surroundings. And that makes a really big turning point for whole humanity, I think. So the readiness I see as the most important part of development.
I love that, because Gary's podcast, of course, is Ready, Set, Live, isn't it?
Yes.
Amy, is there one practice that you could recommend that you think listeners to this show at the moment for living more intuitively or soulfully? I'd love to hear.
I'm going to go with, in this moment, because it's what I'm feeling, is find something that's awe-inspiring and be in that. And part of why I'm saying that now is that it feels like a blessing. The Northern Lights were south enough for me to be able to see them last night. And, you know, I was just so inspired by the power of Mother Nature to do what she does. And that moment of awe has really carried me through. It's only been like 12 hours, but I'm just finding myself in this phase of what feels like electricity is running through me. And it's being able, we're in the fall here in Chicago, I'm in Chicago, and like just looking at the beauty that is around us. Sometimes we miss it. Oftentimes we miss it because we're so caught up in day-to-day life. But when we can stop and step back, it really brings us into presence. And it's all around us. So it's a presence practice, but not solely sitting in meditation and saying, I'm going to be more present, but it's getting out there and seeing what's around you and being present with that I think is just, it's a marvel. The world is a marvel in that way. And so it just brings so much joy into life.
I told you this episode was going to raise your vibration, everyone listening. And Amy Robbins, you know, if you want to hear more from her, Life, Death and the Space Between is a really stunning podcast, very pioneering and visionary. And I've had the honor of being on it a couple of times, and I've loved my conversations with you, Amy, and today's no exception. And Carol and Marcia, thank you so much for being here too. But I'm going to give the final word to our very special guest, Mr. Gary Quinn. If you could recommend one practice, what would it be for our listeners? And then if you wouldn't mind taking it away, closing the show with your song choice and the reason why you wanted listeners of UK Health Radio to listen to the song that you've chosen for us all today. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you all for all your insight and information. And I think it's a collective energy of love and support here for everybody listening. I think the final note is really working with clear thinking and visualization and faith. I think to take a simple moment and notice exactly what are you thinking about and how you are thinking clearly with positive expectations, and take the time to really give yourself a pat on the back. Give yourself some gold stars and really know that this is the life you chose to live. Make it incredible. Make it unstoppable. Make it incredibly full of joy and love. And that is why I chose the song Unstoppable by Sia.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm moving. Feeling sure is the only way to make friendships grow, but I'm too afraid now. Yeah, yeah.